And we are back. We are back. Let me get that. Let me get that joint a clap right there, man. Let me go ahead and get that clap. Tim Dog, you there, man?
I'm here, man.
Actually, that song right there, I think we were the first ones to debut that, man. I think I might have been. If I wasn't the number one, I might have been number two.
Smooth,
but I want to say
smooth.
I was number one. Delaney, and welcome Metaverse to the show. But I think I was number one. I think when you guys brought it in, because it was right after the Julius Caesar joint, which I have. And I think we played it first. Actually, I think, was that the one, and Sean and Vinny helped me out, was that the one that you gave me? I played it once, and then I promised not to play it till after you guys put it on either iTunes or you were going to. I think we did it on a Wednesday, and then I think you were guys putting it on, opening it up on like a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah, because, you know, the video was, put on a hiatus. That's what happened. So it took us a while to get that video finally finished.
Yeah, and I promised not to share it or nothing like that until you guys was able to do what you had to do. So
right.
Welcome, nice. Guys. Welcome, man.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, of course, man. 90.7 drive time.
Yeah, so what I want to do is let's go backwards a little bit. You know, since the last time you guys been here, let's talk about that. And then you can tell me the new stuff you got going on. I know you guys are involved in the Run This Town Celebrity Tournament, which is great. Uh-huh. And this is something that you guys could probably be in for a long time. This is the eighth one.
Absolutely.
You know, and
big ups to Rashad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Rashad, yeah, he a dirty dog too, Tim. But, you know, he's my guy.
Oh, yeah.
But talk about what you guys been up to lately.
Yeah, I mean we got hooked up with a new camera and we've been shooting and making a new video for our song called Upside Down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We finally got our footage from Project Unite, and so we put it together and we put out the music video, and it's got a great response. It's real positive, and it's all about community and giving back to the kids what we can. Mm-hmm. So Sean and I, we came up with this kind of concept along with our guy Dom about using the song and the positive flow to to fundraise for schools, you know, for school safety.
Yeah.
In the wake of all these horrible events, we want to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
the song is called Project Unite, so why not create a project to mm-hmm. get people to unite?
Yeah, most definitely.
And that was the idea, you know, and we were going to put the song out as a free download. That was the idea, to give it out that way. But then thinking about more into it and everything that happened with Parkland and just everything that's going on in the world today, you know, we want to make a difference. And I think we're finally starting to get an identity as a band, as, you know, we're difference makers, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And we're really trying to bring a positive change and a mm-hmm. positive side of music. Not that it's got to be conscious Christian rap, none of that type of stuff. We don't want to be labeled, categorized sure. as that, basically. But, you know, our band is just, you know, that what me and Vinny bring to the table is just originality, uniqueness, and we really want to be able to use our music and our talents to make a change. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. there's just too much going on right now. It's not good.
I want to talk to you guys about support, and the reason why I want to talk to you guys about support is I'm sure you guys get a lot of family support.
Yeah.
Right. And the one thing, Sean, is that I'm an Elk 787. So
congrats, man.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah.
I am. And
join the family.
Yeah, man. And I gotta say, man, shout out to your dad and your uncle. But the support is tremendous, mm-hmm. man. And every time we see each other, whether it be at a meeting or if we're just congregating in the grill, we'll have a conversation. And I think at the time when I seen him last, your video was at 74,000 or something like that. And he was like, hey, did you see it? I was like, yeah, yep. They're at 74. And I was like hoping to get him back on the radio and stuff like that. But that has to be good, because while we're in there in the grill, he's showing everybody, hey, mm-hmm. did you see my son's video? You know, and I mean, that has to feel good to know that, you know, not only are you guys individually out here doing that, but your family's out there. And this is not something saying, hey, did you see my son's video? No, your dad was pulling it up on his phone and starting it. And
that's
go,
how you do it.
Here.
Yeah.
Did you see my son's video? And
that's how it starts.
Yeah. You got to salute that. So I'm saying how does that feel? Would you guys get in that support that you really need to be able to get over the edge?
family wise, you know, with our own families, you know, our wives and kids and things like that. And then my mother and father, and I'm sure Vinny's also, they're proud, you know, mm-hmm. and my pops has always just been waiting for the opportunity for us to really just get that break.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's watching Steve Harvey or Ellen. He's like, you know, that should be you, Sean, you know,
I got to interrupt you only because he said it to me and me and him had some conversations.
Oh, wow.
And me and him are actually working on something else. But he said some stuff to me that actually made sense. And yeah. I was like, you know what? You're right. And I'll do whatever I can for that opportunity because something else happened. But he did say that.
Yeah,
he did mention the Steve Harvey and the Ellen. He did mention that.
We come from the small town, and it's a lot harder for us to be able to make the noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back to the Project Unite fundraiser, you know, we wanted to link to an organization where we can really make a national difference, you know, because mm-hmm. the fact is I don't have a 501c, so we can't create a nonprofit organization of our own. Otherwise, we would be collecting money to give right to the Hudson City School District to make our school safer.
You ever think about getting a 501c?
Absolutely. We're talking about it.
Yeah. I was involved in starting a grassroots. Mm. So I know what it takes to get it. But
is it hard? I mean, what exactly do you have to go through?
But it is hard. But I can tell you this. Once you get it, boy, it's something great.
Right. Absolutely. Me and Vinny are all about bringing that change, and you know. So, but with that being said, we linked up to. I found a national organization called Sandy Hook Promise, who is really doing everything that we are looking to help out with, as far as you know. They're teaching kids about gun violence and gun control, mm-hmm. and they're actually you know, going to schools around the nation and things like that, and like really making a change. They have hundreds of thousands of followers, so they are definitely a national organization that we wanted to link to. So I just started the nonprofit that way on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm really happy. In the last 3 days, we've donated or we've already raised over $300.
That's good, man.
You know, that's for
it's
like
that's good money right there.
I mean, our long-term goal is $1 million.
Sure,
you know, by 2019.
Yep. Small steps, long journey.
But we wanted to put that number out there because, you know, me and Vinny, we reach for the stars. We look for the big ticket, and that's what we're about. And that's nice. Project Unite and Metaverse, our identity is finally coming into play here.
Let's talk about linking up with Rashad to be in this tournament. Now, this is the 8th annual tournament. And last year we had T.O. there. Mm. And the one thing, and I'll tell you, the one thing about this tournament, it's the only place where you can gather this many people at one time.
Right.
I even remember doing this tournament. I've coached for a couple years. And basically, you guys will start to realize, in the city of Hudson, if something's going to happen, you're probably going to end up dealing with the same people all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, we could go back to the one time when you mentioned the event that was going down at the Boys Club. You called me and said, hey, can you help me get onto this? And I was like, I'll do what I can. But the same people really are in the circles of making things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember Canary Cheese. He has a song called Jordan and Gym Shorts. At one of his, I think it was probably 3 years ago. So it'd probably be the 5th or the 6th tournament. He filmed the video there at the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I saw that. It's a good, great video.
Yeah, that was one of our tournaments that we did. He filmed the video there. But this is an event that where you have all of Hudson coming out. And not only Hudson, you have, you know, the surrounding areas. Like I said, last year we had T.O., so that was a big draw.
Yeah, that's huge. Mm-hmm.
This year, you know, we got Larry Johnson, who Tim did the interview with, outstanding. Mm-hmm. Brandon Jacobs, who's also, I mean, former there's mm-hmm. going to be some really good, you know, former NFL players in the building. So everybody's going to be there. How excited are you guys to be able to perform? I know you guys, as far as the band together, it's relatively new. I don't know if you guys have ever performed yet for a crowd like that. So that might be one of my questions. Have you performed, and how excited are you to perform at halftime at something that's going to do celebrities, dunk contests, kids games, girls games? I mean, everybody's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
first off, we're going to be entertained. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
See it go down. So being a part of it is just, you know, it's great. It feels really good to be a part of an event that's such a Hudson draw. And to have, you know, a voice that's going to reach that many people at one time, that's a beautiful thing, because we have a lot to say and we want to get out there. And so we really believe in Project Unite, and we believe in all of our music. But right now is the perfect time for us to talk to as many people in this community as we can. And so we're going to give it our all. We're going to perform the hell out of it. You know, we're veteran performers, even though we've performed as a band maybe 3-4 times live. Yeah.
And the only reason I said that, because I remember when you guys first came in and you were saying that you were just getting together and stuff like that. So that's why.
Yep.
Yeah. I do. I keep telling them, one sound check, though. Wait, give me the sound check. Yep. Let's hear the delay in the building.
Yeah, he wants me to get to the high school before it starts and just try and see what's up. So I got to talk to Rashad and see what's up with that.
Yeah, I can get you there earlier, too. So you can just reach out to me.
I just like to make sure that we're not going in, you know, because we like winging stuff, you know. We just do it on a whim, and we're just going to go in there, and when halftime, we're going to be in the crowd, and when halftime comes, it's like, okay, switch to metaverse. It's time. You know what I mean?
Brave, and not reckless.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to,
That's dope.
Yeah.
Tim, any questions for these great guys?
You guys, where do you get your inspiration? Like when you're doing a song or a video, what is your inspiration? Do you draw upon just things that are happening in the world at that time? Or are there things that just, you know, you have in mind anyway, and you put it down into a song? I mean, is there any kind of inspiration that you draw from?
Well, our flow is that the music comes first.
Right.
And so I'll sit down in the studio, and it's, you can't help but be affected by what's going on in the world, what's going on in your world.
Right.
So whether you have intentions for it to come out or not, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you realize, whoa, I'm writing about this.
Right.
And maybe it's a little dark, and maybe we can spin it in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So everything starts with just a sound, you know, and the sounds layer up. And by the time it gets to Sean, I have an idea, or he has an idea of what it's going to be about right away.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the lyrics come, and we play off of each other. And so he's mainly does the verses, and I mainly do choruses.
Right.
We mix that up a little bit. Because we have a lot of songs, but that's mainly the structure, and it's great to play it back and forth, because a song takes on, it starts young and then it grows into something different, you know, and so it's great coming together, because writing on your own isn't like that, you know. Two lyricists, which I believe we're powerful lyricists, we have something to say.
Absolutely,
and we say it in an effective way, you know.
And we snatch topics that are happening all over the world, and that's really the plan, because you know, the music, especially hip hop lyrics, we need that substance. You know, we need to be able to touch people's hearts. Like when I received a comment yesterday from just an anonymous person that sent me a comment about when he first heard Project Unite, he said, you know, this is really, I've had this on repeat all day, and I just want to tell you that this has really made me think about my life, and, you know, and maybe make some changes, you know?
Man,
and I was like,
right,
wow,
here, you know?
You know, that's exactly what we make the music for. You know, not only that, to bring our community together, and just, it's really a power play to, Metaverse is a power play to bring, to unite everybody together, because it's missing in the world, and all the music that's irrelevant and kind of just, you know, they're saying whatever. This is 100% the exact opposite. This is touching you in every single way possible. We've hit on topics of every single thing, from, you know, we've even got songs regarding you know, police, and we've got songs regarding bullying. You know, these are all things that are coming out. We've hit on every topic that's going on right now, and really that's what we need to do. We need to you know, it's kind of like an open discussion when we write these songs, you know.
That's deep, man.
Yeah, it's super deep.
Let's take a break. I'm going to play your song again. Let's play it again.
Awesome. I've been hearing it all day.
Yeah. I'm going to play it again. I have one other song to play on the way out. So I'll play your song again. One of the guys that's going to be in the tournament, his name is Gabriel. Gabriel, he's going to be here. He's from Ohio. He's a gospel rapper.
Right.
That's
he's going to be here. He's going to be here playing. Nice. And that's another thing, too. With this tournament, you guys can probably link out and maybe
make some moves.
Make some moves with other people that are doing the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my sister India. She listening in. My sister Kaya. Yeah. Sister Sissy. And you guys want to introduce a song? I mean, I've been doing it for the last couple weeks. Y'all want to go ahead?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
We love so much that you're playing the song and supporting.
We will keep coming over and over again to 90.7 and dropping off our new music.
Yeah,
but,
man.
But Project Unite, you know, put the hashtag in front of it. Let's get it out to the world. Let's get it out to the people. Let's all come together as one, one blood, one brother, one sister. All you know what I mean?
Yep. We'll be right back, man. Project Unite, Metaverse. You heard?
I said, lend me your hand. God put his foot in the sand so we can all figure out where we stand. Yeah, united as one, together we can weather the storm and never feel the hatred again. Never. I let the ink fall free from my pen to make you think about the message that we're trying to send.
Love.
If you ain't with it, then don't try to pretend. Just know right now you're looking in the eye of a friend. And I'm just painting you a picture like the Holy Scripture. The whole world's a melting pot, one incredible mixture.
That's right.
One blood, one brother, one sister. One love ain't enough to heal the blister. Everybody's got a story to tell. An opportunity for unity, what a story to sell.
Change.
Prepare for tears, better grab an umbrella. I guarantee it'll be your best seller.
Mama, I'm sorry, I'm a little conflicted. I wanna love, but I love to hate. Then the image is in my head. Just will not go away, I'm sorry.
Commonality is our birth. Hope we all came in the same way. A common misconception people forget to this day. Get on your knees and pray to whatever God you believe in. Find hope, untie the rope and stop the bleeding. I know so many died for my freedom. Since the beginning of time, I still can't find a reason.
Why?
Or a meaning behind all this destruction. At what point did society malfunction?
Pray,
all the war,
pray,
all the poor, all the corruption. Hope you're ready to go to work. It's time to punch in. There's so much to be done. Our children depend on us. There's so much to be won. What type of life you want to give your daughter a son? What type of man am I if I'm a father who runs?
Time to shine.
545, Big Vern, Dirty Dog himself, Tim Martin,
oh, yeah.
Metaverse, Sean and Vinny.
Yes, sir.
We in the building, man. Yo, listen, I see you guys got like a huge following, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a group called Super Fans of Metaverse, right?
Yes.
Talk
yes.
about that, man. And that's got to be a good feeling right there.
Well, I mean, you know, in order to build a fan base, you really need to just ask people, are you willing to support us in mm-hmm. the ways that we need to be supported?
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So it was a no-brainer kind of, you know, me and Vin are just taking all the steps and precautions necessary to create a fan base and do what you got to do, you know? So basically it just started as one and we built it from there. We definitely got some super fans who are really excited about, you know, people are buying our Meta merch. You know, they're saying that they'll come to our shows, and I want to give a shout out to all our super fans too, yeah. because, without the fan base, what would we be? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. 100%. We need mm-hmm. those fans. So, you know, and if they respect great music, then they'll be a super fan.
Yeah, they're doing something, they're the activists, they're the groundwork,
right.
they're the people who are going to make it go further, reach further. So mm-hmm. How important is your fan base? It's like the most important thing, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
They got to believe in you. We have to believe in ourselves, and they have to believe in us too. So
right.
It's awesome to have them. Yeah, they've been great.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Individually, what are you guys doing? I mean, I know you guys are a group, and I mean, you guys do great work together, but Vinny, I know that you're like the super actor, you know, you're acting that. I go to your page, man. I go to your page sometimes just to see what you're up to, bro. And there's all kind of pictures. Like one day you could be a detective. The next day you could be a gangster. So individually, what are you guys up to?
Well, talking about that, it's something I've discovered. I've rediscovered mm-hmm. about maybe 2-3 years ago. Had a real nice guy. Name was Mark Farrell. He produced the pilot episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and helped that show get off the
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm.
the ground and
great show.
Worked yeah, with Larry Ben David. Stiller and all that stuff. Uh-huh. He asked me to do a short film for the Berkshire International Film Festival, and I was like, okay. It was in Spanish, mm-hmm. and I was like, wait, I'm sort of, I can speak, but I'm not like, mm-hmm. if you're looking for a fluent guy, right. I don't think I'm your guy. And he's like, don't worry about it. You're going to get it.
You'll
and
get
so
it.
I was like, all right, if you think so. So I showed up and the head of the festival came down. They watched us film. Everything went really well.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me, you know, a lot of confidence moving forward. And so since then, you know, kind of the rest is history. I've been in about maybe 15 to 20 productions in
that's
the last
great.
3 years.
That's dope.
You is know, from small roles to bigger roles, if they're independent films, been in commercials, that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
It's is fun. This a passion of yours, or is this just something that just popped up on the horizon just recently? Or
you know, film has always been a passion of mine, and,
right.
and I just, in particular, comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy and adventure.
Sure.
You know, I'm watching like Indiana Jones one day and some kind
right.
of crazy,
inspired
some kind of crazy comedy.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it became, it kind of got revved up. And actually, I have a little girl,
mm-hmm.
Emmy, who is in just about every stage production
is
in this
right?
area that they have. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, she's already been in
chip
about
off
she's,
the old block.
She's like 11 years old. She's been oh. in about 10 plays.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. watching her, I think I kind of got the bug.
Kind of inspired
again.
You to do it.
And so
well.
When I finally got in front of the camera and saw that I could do it and I got in a role of character, it's creating. It's like,
sure,
it's
exactly.
an art.
Yes.
You know, so I create music. You create a character. You get involved in something. And there's no end to that kind of passion there, the creative
right.
flow. So
it's a creative
I'm all
value,
about
man.
It. All about
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sean, last time you was here, like, you know what? And you know, we don't. I used to tease Ray a lot. I'll tell him, stick his chest out.
Yeah.
And we don't do that a lot, but I'm going to do it today. Last time you was here, you hooked him, the Dirty Dog Martin, up
of course.
With a phenomenal sweatshirt.
Yes, sir.
So I got to stick my chest out on that one.
Okay.
But
definitely.
Talk about what you're doing as far as the clothing line and everything that's going on there.
I love it.
Well, first, you know, being an advocate for disability, you know,
yeah.
being a program manager at InFlight, I'm definitely proud of that. It's something that,
sure.
you know, it's my... That's my 9-to-5. It is my passion as far as being able to help people that are in need. So I've had a great run with them, and I'm proud to be a part of that company. But all day, man. Sincerely Dedicated is, you know, is definitely the truth. You know, like me and my wife, you know, we cut and peel that vinyl until our hands are bleeding.
Nice.
We make these clothes to the best of our ability. We completely customize anything that anybody wants. We say we can get it. You know, we brought out the leggings for the ladies. We brought out, you know, we've got the varsity jackets back, and you know, it's just, we're super happy. And shout out to Donnie Osborne too, because, he gave us some ideas also that mm-hmm. we're going to be doing some bigger things where we're reaching out to, you know, can't really put too much out there, but, you know, like DJ Academics, we're going to be making him a sweater. And we're going to be sending it off to him. And, you know, nice. So we're reaching out to people that could, that have a large, a very large following on the internet, YouTube based, mm-hmm. You know, where they can unbox our hoodie and help us get out there like that. So we're doing some really great things. Me and Vinny are set up to do a huge photo shoot. Vinny's kind of my cameraman. So Vinny has also stepped into the world of Sincerely Dedicated. He's kind of branched off, or we're just kind of he you know, we my family brought him in, and you know, he's part of the Sincerely Dedicated family now. So
I might have to jump on one of the varsity joints. I see you with it on right
yeah,
there.
I do too, man.
I might super hard.
I definitely like might have to get yeah. one of those, yo. So, yeah. Any shout outs, man? Because like I said, I gotta play Gabe's song on the way out. But if you want, the guys gonna do shout outs and like you guys know, it's a red carpet here, man. You don't need me to invite you. You know what I'm saying? You guys can come through whenever you want to. Drop off your music. I'm going to play it. But any shout-outs or anything like that? Let me go with the Dirty Dog. No, I'm going to save Dirty Dog for
last. Yeah, you're going to save
him
for last.
I know
it.
I already know what he's going to say. So.
Yeah, you know.
he's a part of the show, man.
Right on, brother.
And I got to thank you, too, Tim, man, because, you know, this whole thing with the Rashad Tournament, our radio show, we try to work with him. So we've been doing, what, a month and a half of just shows and interviewing celebrities, and every time I call on to Tim, I said, Tim, can you come in and help us out?
Happy to
he's
do it.
He's always here, man.
Honored to do it.
And it's a great thing, man.
I'm really happy to have met him and see his passion for everything. Yeah, you know, I definitely.
I'm excited to meet you, Kat.
Phenomenal guy.
For real.
Yeah. Metaverse.
And Abbott, of course, right?
Yeah, you know it. The inspiration for my hoodie, can I say.
Any shout-outs, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely to my wife, Krista Delaney, and my children. You know, I do this all for them.
Damn, the phone ring. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, it's all for them. You know what I mean? It's all at the end of the day, I want to be able to sit back and do what I love and support my family with what I love and I'm passionate about. Shout out to just all the supporters out there that have kind of come out of the woodwork and just started supporting us. We appreciate it. Our super fans. And all the other people that we speak to on the phone that are trying to help us move forward, just a lot of love to give.
I'm sorry. So go ahead, Vinny. Thank you, babe. Thanks for the birthday love.
Well, I want to give a shout out to all the people, the parents and children who were in the Project Unite video.
That's dope.
Time to their energy to make this project happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, if any of them are listening, they're welcome to join us at the halftime performance.
That's dope.
Oh yeah.
I would love to see kids with their hands joined around us, performing with us, doing whatever they want to do, being kids.
Nice.
You know, because that's what we're about. And so I really appreciate that, them coming
that
out.
That's dope.
And thank everyone who supported us. You know, love you, Emmy, Patty, and my family who supports me, and everyone who supported me. Even my family here at Antigo, my business on Warren, the Jose, Jonathan, everybody, Dick, everybody who makes that happen and supports me that way, that allows me to get some money in my pocket and keep things rolling. So.
Right. Yeah.